Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30 and 36 through 43. The Reverend John Folley is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed a good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The parable of the wheat and the tares is a pastor's delight, as our Lord explains in detail its meaning. Moreover, it oozes with the great patience, mercy, and grace of God. So if Jesus has already explained it in detail, why the need to repeatedly preach on this text when the meaning is so clearly articulated by Jesus? Bishops and pastors have regularly preached this text for at least the last 1,600 years. The reasons? St. John Chrysostom of the very early 5th century notes that the importance of continuously preaching this parable is to emphasize the importance and to teach us how easily we can be lulled into spiritual sleep by the very evil one who sowed the tares in the night while everyone was asleep. And when we fall asleep spiritually, Chrysostom notes, we turn not to the word of God, and we listen not to the voice of God, but to the doctrine and the voice of people. And secondly, it is important to continuously preach this parable and to teach, because it emphasizes that Jesus has given his servants work to do. One of those works is not to be the judge. He alone is to be the judge. We are to continue to sow the seeds that he has given to us. The weeds, or as the King James Version perhaps even more accurately translates it, the tares, were a particular type of weed, most likely akin to the dreaded darnel plant. Darnel is no ordinary weed. It is deceptive in appearance when alongside of wheat, and it is toxic. The darnel plant is a type of ryegrass which looks like the wheat plant as it's maturing, but isn't distinguished until full maturity of the seed, when its seeds are dark in color. Worse is that darnel is toxic to both humans and some livestock. It has a large fibrous root system that jeopardizes the roots of the wheat plant. So to simply pluck out the tear often comes at the expense of the healthy wheat alongside it. Those who were hearing and listening to this parable would have recognized and understood this treacherous act, because it was common practice in Jesus' day as a way to get even with your enemy. Jesus has come to sow the seeds of the kingdom of God, preaching what the Father has given to him to speak, and provided miraculous signs that he is indeed the Son of God. Jesus is the fulfillment of all that the law and the prophets wrote as God directed them to write, all for the purpose of calling people to repentance and turn to him for the forgiveness of their sins. The evil one, of course, has raised up false prophets and those who killed the prophets already beginning back in the Garden of Eden. And in the midst of Jesus' ministry, the evil one sowed the seeds of deception through the teachers of the law. Certainly, a number of the teachers of the law would have heard this parable, and they would have put the pieces together and guessed that this parable was in part directed toward them. But Jesus does not fully explain this parable to them. Rather, he lets them sit and chew on it for a while. It isn't until later, when his apostles come to him and have to ask him to help understand what the meaning of that parable is. Jesus had a very personal conversation with them and them alone. This, Jesus might have said, is what things are going to be like in the kingdom of God until the last day. The evil one will not relent in his efforts to destroy the kingdom of God. Our Lord's church has been and always will be harassed by the devil, Diabolos, the one who divides, as he plants the toxic tares of false Christians, false pastors, and false doctrine, which by their outward appearance may look like the real thing, and yet they are deadly to the soul as the darnel plant. This is why it is absolutely essential that we continue in our Lord's mission of going into every corner of the world and sow the seed of God's word faithfully. Think on this. If it was our Lord Jesus who repeatedly in the Gospels told both the Pharisees as well as his own apostles, "I have spoken nothing of my own, but only what the Father has given to me to speak," why would I presume, or anyone presume, that they would not also speak only the things that the Father has given to us to speak, that is contained in his holy word? This is why it is incumbent, absolutely essential, for us to walk together in our faithful confession of God's holy word, keeping watch and encouraging one another that we are not lulled into sleep. There are many in our neighborhoods, our social circles, and throughout the world who have either not heard the good news that God has sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world to save them through the forgiveness of their sins, or they have been infected by the false prophets, the false teachers, a false gospel of this day and throughout the years. The teaching and the philosophy of the world will certainly kill them. We have been blessed to possess this very word of life, and we have been charged to bring this word of life into a world of death. But as we go out, our motive is always that of our Lord's, who came to seek and to save. Our motive imitates that of the Apostle Paul, who wrote to Titus that he was a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus for the sake of the faith of the elect ones of God and their knowledge of the truth. So let us be faithful in our confession and our witness, especially in the face of false witnesses. But to be careful that in our zeal we do not uproot the wheat as well as the tares. Be faithful in your confession, and in due time, it is our Lord who says he will give charge to his angels who will gather up the tares. This parable of the wheat and tares is as relevant for us as it was for his apostles, as relevant as it was for St. John Chrysostom. Turning to Jesus as humble beggars, receiving his mercy, we pray that he would give us a heart of zeal for sowing the good seed of his gospel, and that we would be careful that we ourselves do not fall into temptation and love to sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.